A new video over on Positive Gamer just dropped today titled How I Became a Full-Time Gaming Content Creator. Go check it out. It just tells my life story. Hopefully it's an inspiration to you guys. Again, I'm really passionate about this channel over on YouTube. YouTube.com/Positive Gamer. That's YouTube.com/Positive Gamer. A link is in the description in the show notes here, so go check it out. And now to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. Call of Duty Warzone drops later today, and Phantasy Star 2 beta is coming. Let's write all this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. Story over at DualShockers, Call of Duty Warzone has officially been announced and it does drop later today. This is very exciting. The big kicker, it's free for everyone. That's right. The new Battle Royale game called Call of Duty Warzone has been officially announced and it's everything you could have imagined and more. Well, it's arguably Activision's worst kept secret and it's finally been revealed. And we're getting it. It looks awesome. I watched the trailer yesterday. Blew my mind. Where to begin with Warzone? First and foremost, let's get some basic logistics out of the way. Despite looking a lot like Modern Warfare, the game is going to be free to play for everyone, regardless of whether or not you own the actual Call of Duty Modern Warfare game. That being said, your Modern Warfare players will get some cool bonuses in the form of cross progression, meaning you'll be able to use all the weapons you've unlocked in drop kits, and you'll be able to put on your multiplayer skins. In addition, Modern Warfare players will also get access to the game before anyone else. This early access will only last a few hours, but it is early access if you own the game. Modern Warfare players can get their hands on the game later today at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, while all other players will get their hands on it at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. In Warzone, players will be able to dive into locations that will be familiar to both Modern Warfare 2019 fans as well as longtime Infinity Ward fans. While a full list of locations has not been revealed, some confirmed include Broadcast from Call of Duty 4's DLC pack, Atlas Superstore from the most recent update of the full game, and there's reportedly even the Gulag from Modern Warfare's 2 campaign. Speaking of the Gulag, there's a new respawn system introduced in Warzone. The first time you die, you'll actually be put in a 1v1 match with another person who recently died. The winner is allowed to respawn on the map one time. Think of it as 1 second chance. If it happens again, you're out for good. I think this is a hilarious mechanic. I think it's a super cool mechanic. Oh, I love it. In addition, the looting system is different than the one featured in Black Ops 4 Blackout Mode. Instead of having to scroll through a menu, loot will drop on the floor similar to how it does in Fortnite, which a lot of people enjoy. One of the final bigger changes to Warzone is that of the money system. Players will be able to earn money in-game through in-match contracts, opening loot, and killing other players. The money can then in turn be used to purchase equipment and other items, including drop kits. These kits can act essentially as a create a class that gets equipped when the player opens it. The drop kit can then be modified in the main menu and will utilize your unlocks from multiplayer should you have them. Overall, it looks like Warzone is a ton of fun. There's also a game mode coming called Plunder Mode. This is very interesting to me. There's not a lot out there about Plunder Mode, but it looks very much like you go in, you extract, you get loot, and you leave. Very Tarkov-ish, very vigorish. We're going to check that out tomorrow as well. Very exciting. Go check it out. It launches later today on all platforms, and it's free to play. So be there or be square. The world's only known Nintendo PlayStation has sold. It was up for auction for $360,000. That's right. A new story over at GamesRadar. The world's only known Nintendo PlayStation has been sold at auction for an eye-watering $360,000, generating 12 times its opening bid of $30,000. As spotted by Polygon, that $360,000 includes a 20% buyer's premium fee, but it's still a bargain given how quickly the bid accelerated when the lot was first put up for sale. It's unclear if Oculus VR founder and Oculus Rift designer Palmer Luckey secured the console, but we do know he was one of the highest bidders earlier this month. The Nintendo PlayStation, a console that was thought to be a myth and a subject of video game lore, was available to buy via auction on Heritage Auctions after the system resurfaced in an estate sale in 2015. This prototype has been around the world and back again, admired and appreciated by video game enthusiasts from all over. The item description teased when it went up for sale. Even though this is the closing of this portion of its narrative, it will continue to remain a pivotal piece of video game history no matter where it ends up. When Sony Entertainment CEO Olaf Olafsson left to join Advanta Corporation, he took the Nintendo PlayStation with him. After Advanta filed for bankruptcy in 1999, they began gathering everything up in their corporate office to sell at auction. The Nintendo PlayStation prototype was grouped together with some miscellaneous items and boxed up, ready for one lucky bidder. The console can load standard Super Famicom cartridges as well as a data cartridge for compatible CD-ROMs too. Unfortunately, it does not play PlayStation games. Regardless, it is a super cool piece of history. If you've ever read Console Wars, you know exactly what we're talking about here. And if you haven't read Console Wars and you want to catch up on, you want a good book to catch up on video game history, highly recommend it. Phantasy Star Online, it's coming. And Phantasy Star Online 2's North American Open Beta starts next week. This is a news story over at US Gamer. Phantasy Star Online 2 is inching its way closer to a Western release. And starting on Tuesday, March 17th, folks on the Xbox One will have a chance to play Sega's MMORPG sequel, Phantasy Star Online 2. That's the day when the North American Open Beta test opens on the Xbox. This is March 17th. Sega promises that it'll have more information on the testing period at its official website soon, which could include information on whether the beta will come to the PC. Phantasy Star Online is set to launch for Western audiences on the Xbox One and PC this spring, but Microsoft's Phil Spencer has confirmed that it's also coming to all platforms at a later date. In Japan, it's already available for the PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch via a streamable version. Microsoft and Sega announced that Phantasy Star Online would finally make its way to Western players back at E3 2019. It did launch in Japan in 2012 and hasn't been localized for any other region since. Phantasy Star Online 2 will be free to play on the Xbox One, but it will require an Xbox Live Gold subscription in order to play. The Xbox One version will also include keyboard and mouse support during the closed beta. Players noticed that the manual had instructions for launching it from Steam, so it's possible this PC release may be available through Valve's platform and not just the Microsoft Store. Regardless, very exciting. This, I know, for MMO fans is huge. Here it comes. We'll keep you updated. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. I love doing this. I love hanging out with you guys every single day, every single morning. If you haven't yet, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. It really means a lot to us. I love you guys. Have a great Tuesday. Jump in some Call of Duty Warzone, and I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning.